We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising. But the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be
south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 16th of July, 2011. It's good to be back here, ladies and gentlemen. I've been away for a couple of weeks and gone to the belly of the beast, the nation's capital. And so it's good to be back here with you today. There's a lot going on. We have the China Governors Conference going on this week. I guess it's called the China-U.S. Governors Forum, and that's taking place right now in Salt Lake City, Utah. So we're going to be bringing up in the second hour Professor William Kaufman. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about this as well as his experiences. Hey, some of you might recall he's the University of Michigan professor who was forced out because he exposed and confronted the leadership of the university there at University of Michigan with the fact that they were allowing communist Chinese delegations to come in to the university and to basically gather intel on our weapons systems and research that were taking place there at the university. So he blew the whistle on that. He made a big stink about it, and consequently, he paid the price for that. And so we're going to be talking with him some about his experiences starting in the second hour. In the meantime, there's a lot going on here. We see now that a couple of weeks ago, the United States and Mexico entered into some kind of agreement to allow the NAFTA Mexican trucks to roll across the United States. You know, we're hearing a lot today about Homeland Security. And yet we have unsafe Mexican trucks that don't meet American standards, United States standards, rolling into American highways and roadways. And, well, this is all a part of the North American Free Trade Agreement, ladies and gentlemen. So many things are being done today that are a deterrent to national security. You know, you don't hear about national security anymore. It's all homeland, because nations are to be eliminated by these international agreements. So we'll cover this Mexican truck thing. Also, I have information, updates about the Fukushima disaster. It seems like now, ladies and gentlemen, this situation continues to deteriorate. We have high levels of radiation in Seattle. We'll talk about that. And, of course, the debt crisis continues to unfold. We have dire warnings from our illustrious Treasury Secretary. So there's a lot to cover in this first hour. We're going to hit the ground running when we come back from the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in just a few.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Govern America. I'm Darren Winks. The website, by the way, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address, and I do keep it open during the program, is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. As we continue on here, in the first segment of the program, we were talking about the fact that the United States has now entered into an agreement with the country of Mexico, just south of the border, to allow the Mexican trucks to roam freely across the United States. Now, what they've been doing, and this has been an unresolved issue for the last 15 years, NAFTA was signed in 1993. And I've documented, and I've told you folks about this many times in the past, from the U.S. Census Bureau, I pulled the figures from their own website about how the United States had a trade surplus with Mexico, meaning that we exported more goods to Mexico prior to the signing of the North American Free Trade Agreement. We, for the most part, we had a surplus. There were a few years that we ran a deficit, but for the most part, it was all positive for us. And then NAFTA was signed in 93. The following year, we had a surplus because the effects of it hadn't really fully been felt. But by 95, we went from having a surplus to having a massive deficit, and it continued to climb ever since. And I don't have the official numbers in front of me, but NAFTA has been very, very, very detrimental to the United States economy. And one of the things that, one of the shining areas where NAFTA hasn't really affected yet was the area of the trucker. I come from a family of truckers. My father was a trucker for most of my life, and he's retired now. But my mother, after they divorced, she went into it for a period of time. And if you saw my mother, you wouldn't think that she would, you know, I mean, she was a very small woman. She went into it. She wasn't deterred by her abilities. You know, I mean, she was willing to try things that many people wouldn't try. Maybe many women wouldn't try. She saw the money that my father was able to make at it, and so she went into it after they divorced when other avenues didn't pan out so well economically, you know, bring in the right amount of money. But anyway, so this has been an area where people without degrees, without higher education, could thrive. And it seems like all across America now we're having this situation where every single area that is not a degreed university educated area is being eliminated. So to kind of force you into the university system and subsequently the massive amount of debt that comes with it. The careers that are being evolved today, it seems like more and more are careers where you have to have continuing education. So you have to keep going back and renewing your certificates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the point is that now this agreement will stand to kill the American trucking industry as we know it. At the very least, it will drive wages down to the point where you can't make anywhere near the living that you could make before. The Christian Science Monitor reports, after years of wrangling, U.S.-Mexican officials signed an agreement Wednesday, and this was a couple of weeks ago now. I wasn't on the air around the time this came out. But they signed an agreement that allows trucks from each nation to travel on the other country's highways, a key provision of NAFTA. They say the United States and Mexico signed the agreement. It's the cross-border trucking to end a cross-border trucking dispute. The longstanding disagreement had come to symbolize growing resistance, especially in the U.S. Congress, to free trade provisions with America's southern neighbor. The accord signed in Mexico City by U.S. and Mexican transportation officials will end a 15-year-old controversy that on the U.S. side featured fears of unsafe Mexican trucks barreling along U.S. highways driven by unprofessional Mexican truckers. On the Mexican side, outrage over the American disregard for a NAFTA provision led to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods ranging from pork to consumer care products, which cost the U.S. as much as $2 billion in exports. The accord was greeted warmly by U.S. trade, farm, and business organizations, but condemned by U.S. trucking organizations. They signed the agreement could face trouble in Congress. So I'm not going to read this whole article. Let's just hope that, in fact, this will not be allowed. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in Congress, listeners. I think most of you know that. But this agreement has been signed, apparently. And, okay, I'm going to move on. The situation in Japan continues to deteriorate with this Fukushima nuclear power plant meltdown that's taking place over there. The radiation is coming to the United States. We told you folks, I guess it was probably a month and a half, 2 months ago now, that the LA drinking water supply has at least samples taken from it. There had been detected sample levels of radioactive materials in the water supply in Los Angeles. Now, that's just one place. We don't know how many other places there are. I didn't have time to go through the entire database taking a look at all of the different places where they sampled. But if it's in the L.A. water supply, one could only surmise that there are other water supplies on the West Coast, which also have had at least somewhat tainted water supplies. And now we find out that Seattle has excessively high levels of radiation. The EPA apparently had radiation monitors in Idaho, which they have decommissioned because they were detecting higher levels of radiation in the atmosphere. So this is obviously making its way here. In the meantime, over there, what's happening now, apparently? To me, the word that comes to my mind is genocide. I don't know how else you can describe it with what people are being ordered back into their homes, apparently, according to a blogger who cites news reports on his blog, SKF blog. I'll get to that here in a moment, but we have tainted beef being distributed, apparently somewhat freely, in the Fukushima prefecture. The Yomiuri Shimbun, which is one of their news organizations over there, they say bad beef worries restaurants and shops. They say retailers and restaurant operators have voiced disappointment and frustration as they are believed to have unknowingly sold meat contaminated with radioactive cesium from the Fukushima prefecture. Supermarket chain Fuji Grand Anan outlet in Tokushima Prefecture sold 103 packages of the beef in question between June 8th and 11th. Hiroaki Nishiyama, who is an outlet manager and food section chief, said, "We're sorry for inconveniencing our customers." Inconveniencing. No, just radiation. Inconveniencing our customers. They say the supermarket put up notices Tuesday warning of the radiation-tainted beef and is returning the money of customers who purchased it. How did this happen? I want the government to strengthen the current checking system, he said. A 70-year-old operator of a butcher shop in Tokyo had mixed feelings. He said, "My customers told me they don't mind." Well, that's just remarkable, ladies and gentlemen. They're eating radiation. They don't mind. He said he placed the beef labeled as barbecue meat on store shelves Sunday, and a man living nearby bought 100 grams. After learning about the beef's contamination, the butcher went to the customer's house and apologized, but the customer had already eaten it. The store operator hails the Minamisoma Prefect, Fukushima Prefecture, and runs the store with members of his family. He said the wholesaler brought meat to his store. He deliberately chose meat from the Fukushima Prefecture to support his hometown. But when things like this happen, he says customers worry. Customers' concerns over radiation is growing. A 65-year-old housewife from Tokushima Prefecture who uses the Fuji Grand Supermarket said, quote, "The government says eating the beef isn't dangerous." Now, does that sound familiar to you, ladies and gentlemen? Sounds an awful lot like what they tell us here in this country, does it not? Anytime anything happens, doesn't the government always come out and say, "Oh, don't worry, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, there's no danger, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain." He says the government says eating the beef isn't dangerous, but families with small children must be worried. A 66-year-old man, a regular customer at a barbecue restaurant in Aki Prefecture, said, "I really feel sorry for business operators. I trust the restaurant, and I want to dine there as usual." Meanwhile, the Fukushima prefectural government is considering conducting urine tests on cows as part of measures to prevent contaminated meat from being marketed. All right, I'm going to leave that there in the interest of time. I got another one. I want to share with you some of the stuff this blogger who's covering this situation very closely has to say. And you can say, well, it's just a blogger, but he cites news reports to back up his claims, ladies and gentlemen. And this is very concerning because these people now apparently are being ordered back into their homes, high radiation or not. Unbelievable. Stay with us. We'll cover this briefly and move on to other things. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, before the break, I was talking a little bit about the situation in Japan now as things continue to deteriorate there at the Fukushima prefecture and the meltdown that's going on there in the nuclear power plant. I want to share a little bit of what this blogger has to say, because once again, ladies and gentlemen, I some of the media sources that he cites are in Japanese, but I have gone to the language tools at Google and Yahoo and translated them, and it's still broken English, but they seem to be backing up what this guy is saying, and other news reports as well that are plainly written in English appears to validate what he's saying. But if what he's saying is true, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, this is nothing short than genocide that is taking place there in Japan. The headline of his entry is Radiation in Japan, as it is being spread almost willfully, the country is getting unhinged. He says, I have a distinct feeling that Japan is getting totally unhinged. He says, consider these news summaries, consider them together. Do they make sense to you? He says, yes, they do, don't they? The combined message is this: let's all rejoice in the radiation. It's good for you and your children. If we all have it everywhere, millions of becquerels of it, that's only fair and equitable.
He says, now, this is a bulleted list of different news reports. 4,320 becquerels per kilogram of radioactive cesium found from the beef. We just talked to you about that a moment ago before the break. From the Minami Soma City, Fukushima, the cattle farm that shipped cows found with radioactive cesium far exceeding that already loose provisional safety limit of 500 becquerels per kilogram is located in the emergency evacuation ready zone, not even the planned evacuation zone or planned evacuation zone, both of which do exist in Minami Soma City. And he cites different reports. He says, secondly, the prime minister, assistant, and the current minister in charge of the nuclear accident at Fukushima 1 nuclear plant in Gosha Hosono is going to announce the abolition of the emergency evacuation ready zone because, quote, the first step in TEPCO's roadmap has been mostly successfully implemented. Now, I don't know what successfully has been done over there thus far, but I detect that this is probably BS. Thirdly, Fukushima Prefecture has announced, now get this, folks, listen to this. The prefecture has announced it will shut down the official shelters within Fukushima, which will force the evacuees to go back to their home. Enoma City has issued a notice to all 32,000 city residents who have been living in the shelters, temporary housing outside Fukushima Prefecture, that they must return to Minami Soma, high radiation or not. And he cites the media report, dated July 12th of this year. So they're being ordered back to their homes, apparently, ladies and gentlemen. He says the national government will spend 100 billion yen, or that's $1.26 billion U.S., to observe the health of 2 million Fukushima residents for 30 years, instead of evacuating them as soon as possible. About 1,600 yen, or $20 U.S., per year, per resident. Life is cheap. Since the national government is utterly broke, it will be ultimately paid for by the taxpayers of Japan. Because remember, Dr. Shinichi Yamashita will be the vice president of the Fukushima Medical University who will do the observation and research. Matsudo City and Chiba Prefecture found 47,400 becquerels per kilogram of radioactive cesium in the ashes from the city's garbage incinerator. But the city simply mixed that with other ashes with lower radiation to bring the final number down to 5,660 becquerels per kilogram. Since the final mixed ashes measured lower than the provisional limit for burying the ashes, which is 8,000 per kilogram, the city already buried the ashes and will continue to do so. And he cites another media report. On the other hand, the Nekoyama City in Chiba Prefecture, and I apologize if I'm butchering some of these Japanese names, He says that prefecture, that city in that prefecture, simply sent 30 tons of its radioactive ashes, 27,000 becquerels per kilogram, from its incinerator by cargo train to Odate City in Akita Prefecture in Tohoku. Nagoyama City has a contract with a private waste disposal company in Odate City, in Akita. The waste disposal company is not a nuclear waste disposal company, as far as I could tell from the description of the company. It is just a regular waste disposal company. He says, by the way, Matsudo City in Chiba is simply doing what the Ministry of Environment has decided, mix and match. If the garbage or debris is likely to exceed 8,000 becquerels per kilogram limit, just burn the stuff and lower the number. In other words, dilute it. That's what's going on over there. It's just insane what's taking place over there. But I'm going to leave that there for now. I just thought you folks should be aware. My opinion, genocide, ladies and gentlemen, fits right into the depopulation agenda.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks. As we continue on here, by the way, once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. In about a half hour, we're going to be bringing up Professor William Coffin. He's going to be back on the show talking about the situation, the U.S.-China Governors Forum going on in Salt Lake City right now, this weekend. So we're going to be talking about that and all the other communist Chinese espionage news and things that have happened in the past, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, before the break, I was talking a little bit about the situation in Fukushima, and I don't want to spend too long on this because there's a lot of other things happening as well, but we have the Nuclear Regulatory Commission here closer to home. They're going over the they've detected, evidently, widespread deficiencies in the procedures and equipment of this country. The United States is 104 commercial nuclear reactors that are supposed to rely on in the event of a catastrophe like the one that hit Fukushima in Japan. So we have that going on. In the meantime, I mentioned earlier that in the Northwest, we have high levels of radiation detected in the rainwater. This comes from MSNBC. They say it's actually King 5, one of the local TV stations out there, Dateline Seattle. A Seattle nuclear watchdog group is accusing the federal government of failing to keep the public informed. of radiation from the Fukushima nuclear disaster. In the days following the March 11th earthquake and tsunami in Japan, the U.S. began monitoring radiation from Japan's leaking nuclear power plant. Most of the public attention went to the air monitoring, which showed little or no radiation coming our way, but things were different on the rainwater side. Quote, the level that was detected on March 24th was 41 times the drinking water standard, unquote, said Gary Pollitt from the Heart of America Northwest. He reviewed iodine-131 numbers released by the EPA last spring. He says our government said no health levels were exceeded, when in fact the rainwater in the Northwest is reaching levels 130 times the drinking water standard, ladies and gentlemen. Elevated rainwater samples were collected in Portland, Olympia, and Boise, which had the highest. But the EPA official said the data was there for anyone to read on their website. A spokesman sent this statement in part, quote, since iodine-131 has a very short half-life of approximately 8 years, the levels seen in rainwater were expected to be relatively short in duration, unquote. State health agencies added that they constantly monitored public drinking water sources and never found levels even approaching the unhealthy range. Even the watchdog group admits watering plants with water exposed only briefly to those levels is unlikely to cause health problems. But they say it's information the public deserves to know about. The EPA points out that this was a brief period of elevated radiation in rainwater and says safe drinking water standards are based on chronic exposure to radiation over a lifetime. Well, we covered on this show back, oh, I think it was probably a month and a half ago, about how the state of Virginia Health Department, I believe it was Virginia, was warning people not to drink the rainwater. So, and they said out of an abundance of caution. But what do we got going on here? Do we have a cover-up, ladies and gentlemen? We know they're not going to come out and tell us. And now we have from the Seattle Times, low-flying helicopter measuring area's radiation levels. A low-flying helicopter seen over Seattle this week is measuring radioactive materials found throughout the area to establish a baseline for comparison in case of a radioactive emergency similar to the one in Japan earlier this year. So we have helicopters over Seattle, over the Northwest, flying to measure radiation levels. In the meantime, we have the situation going on in Nebraska. From the Associated Press, Nebraska nuclear power plant on Missouri River lifts alert, a low-level alert issued last month on the Missouri River floodwaters. Approach to southeast Nebraska nuclear power plant has been lifted as water recedes, while a similar alert remains in effect for a second plant along the river that has been shut down since April. So we have the floodings going on with the nuclear power plants in Nebraska. And according to the media anyway, those things may be getting better, hopefully won't turn into a big mess. But if it did, would we know about it? There's the question, ladies and gentlemen, as they never tell us anything. This is why, by the way, the alternative media is so important. And this is why you folks need to support Republic Broadcasting. I wasn't going to do this here, but now is a good time as any. We have the RBN business cards. Encourage you folks to get those. Take advantage. Spread the word about the network. Make this thing grow, folks. We got to start reaching more people in the mainstream. Preaching to the choir, you know, while it's encouraging, maybe edifying for the choir to know the stuff they already know and not think they feel like they're crazy because everybody around them is in the dark. We want to bring those people who are in the dark, who want to hear, who want the information, who want to know. There's still a lot of people out there that know something's wrong, but they can't quite put their finger on what it is. Those are the people we want to know, we want to reach. So we have the RBN business cards available, $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. Also, you can pay extra for the archives. They're $1.33 a month, which is very reasonable. But you can pay $5, $10, or $20 a month extra if you so choose. We encourage you to do that if you have the wherewithal to do that. Give whatever you can, folks. I know these are tough economic times. So anyway, the address, if you'd like to write a check or money order, make it payable, I guess, to Republic Broadcasting. And the address is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, suite number 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, it's Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you'd like to call in and pledge your support during business hours, you can do this Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. That number is 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719 during business hours during the week to pledge your support. They're doing a great job there. We need to grow. We ask that you spread the word and support the network as you're able. Keep the information flowing. All right. From one tragedy to the next, we were told back when this Operation Gulf Grease was taking place that, well, after the whole thing, you know, it was almost like overnight that all the oil and the Corexit, you know, they claimed it was all gone. Everything was fine, nothing else to see here. Now we're finding out that more and more oil continues to develop. Bloomberg reports just yesterday, BP oil still ashore 1 year after end of Gulf spill. They say crude oil continues to wash ashore along the Gulf of Mexico coast a year after BP stopped the flow from its damaged Macondo well, which caused the worst U.S. offshore spill, government officials say. About 491 miles of coastline in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida were contaminated by BP oil. As of July 9th, the last available tally for field inspections, Tim Zink, a spokesman for the National Atmospheric and Oceanic Administration, said in an emailed message, a total of 1,074 miles has been oiled since the spill began, he said. Keep in mind, even worse than the oil is the Corexit 9500 that they sprayed down there, and people are still getting sick, my understanding is, along the Gulf Coast. They say U.S. Coast Guard Captain Julia Hine, federal on-scene coordinator of the cleanup, said in an interview yesterday, the bulk of the work is picking up tar balls on the beaches. The stuff is non-toxic. It's more of an eyesore. Well, how non-toxic are tar balls, especially when you have Gulf seafood? And apparently this stuff, I guess, is still being sold. I also heard from another talk show host who, by the way, I will be next month, Dave Hodges and I are going to be each other's guests on the show. We're going to be talking about this very subject. That's later on in August. I'll give you the exact date later on. Moving along here, we see from the Huffington Post, children now make up the smallest ever percentage of U.S. population. We know about the United Nations and their plan to depopulate the planet. Listeners, the agenda, which is really a part of Agenda 21, in order to develop a sustainable society and live lightly upon the earth, the idea is that the human population needs to be reduced. And we know this because of the number of different things that the elitists have said over the years. And they have been making moves in recent years to demonize babies. There are a year or two ago, I think it was a couple of years ago now, there was a whole series of articles that came out of the UK where they were talking about, you know, women over there that chose not to have babies because they were eco-responsible. They were worried about the ecosystem. So this nonsense about demonizing children, demonizing babies, demonizing the human population all falls into this overall plan to cleanse the rural areas and to implement the totalitarian program of sustainable development upon a population. And it seems like it's working with difficult economic times and other troubling things. Apparently, people are having less children. Huffington Post says children now make up less of America's population than ever before, even with a boost from immigrant families. And when this generation grows up, it will become a shrinking workforce that will have to support the nation's expanding elderly population, even as the government strains to cut spending for health care, pensions, and much else. They go on to cite the 2010 census data, which I won't go into because we just don't have the time to deal with it. Point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, Agenda 21, major component of Agenda 21 is depopulation. Depopulation. Reducing the population to bring it in line with sustainable levels. What's a sustainable level? Well, they'll determine that on their own. You folks won't have a say in it because the vast majority of the public don't even know about Agenda 21. Despite being nearly 20 years into implementation. As we move along here, we told you folks, we've been telling you folks about the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, their Fast and Furious program, which I guess is a part of a larger operation called Project Gunrunner. Now we have an update. They have hearings going on in the House Oversight Committee right now. And this is a huge scandal, and it's something that needs to be talked about constantly and never, I agree with our listener, Janan, it should never, ever, ever be allowed to die, this subject. Because what they did here, like with every other Hegelian situation, ladies and gentlemen, they deliberately arm the drug cartels, then they point to the violence that U.S. guns are creating, and then they turn around and say, you know what, we need tougher gun laws here in the U.S., and this is something Calderon down in Mexico was clamoring for even before this whole thing broke, this scandal. These whistleblowers came forward and broke the story. So now we see from CNN, ATF loses track of 1,400 guns in criticized probe. This was just July 12th. This came out just this week. Federal agents can't account for more than 1,400 guns after a widely criticized operation aimed at tracing the flows of weapons to Mexican drug gangs, sources with knowledge of the investigation tell CNN. Of 2,020 guns involved in the BATF probe, dubbed Operation Fast and Furious, 363 have been recovered in the United States, and 227 have been recovered in Mexico. That leaves 1,430 guns unaccounted for, the sources said. The ATF operation was intended to build cases against the Mexican drug cartels. Well, that's what they say anyway, by allowing firearms to go from the United States into Mexico. The hope was, purported hope, was by tracing the guns to Mexico, agents would be able to determine the structure of various cartels and then bring them down. We played the audio from John Dodson testifying before Congress. He's one of the ATF whistleblowers. And he says, facilitating these weapons to go into the hands of known drug traffickers and drug cartel members, he says it was the plan. It wasn't just a case of some weapons getting away. He says it was the plan. He says, and whenever the ATF agents complained about this, they said, well, you just don't understand the plan. And he said, I can't see any legitimate law enforcement purpose for doing this. He says, basically, it's insane. So they say the ATF operation was intended to build cases against Mexican drug cartel. Okay, I already said that. Let me move on here. Here we see from Fox News, ATF scandal threatens to bring down top Obama administration official. New shocking details in the scandal that threatens to bring down top Obama administration officials called Project Gunrunner, also known as Operation Fast and Furious, was a botched international gun-selling program that has been linked to the deaths of at least two Americans. Now, earlier this week, acting ATF Director Ken Melson, he secretly testified before congressional investigators revealing incriminating new information about the controversial program. Now, afterwards, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Daryl Issa, and also Senator Chuck Grassley, they fired off a very angry letter to Attorney General Eric Holder. Writing of Melson's testimony, quote, It was not until after the public controversy that he personally reviewed hundreds of documents relating to the case. By his account, he was sick to his stomach when he obtained those documents and learned the full story. Well, I don't know about this. I got a feeling he was very well appraised of the whole situation, listeners. There's a lot of people that obviously were complicit in this whole thing. But more than likely, somebody's going to be scapegoated, and the beat goes on. We have Mexican drug cartel officials, according to the Charlotte Observer, being paid by the FBI and the Drug Enforcement Agency. So, in other words, drug traffickers on the take, supposedly informants, but they're arming the drug cartels, and they admit now that they are paying certain cartel members. Incredible. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
About cancer treatments, do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks. As we continue on here, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And in a few minutes, we're going to be bringing up Dr. Bill Kaufman. He's going to be talking about the China situation going on in Salt Lake City, Utah. They're meeting with our governors here as the sellout of America continues. In the meantime, we have I was talking about this Mexican drug cartel, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. This program where the ATF has allowed these straw purchasers, which they knew were from the drug cartels, to buy weapons here in the United States and traffic them across the border to Mexico, where they knew they were going to end up in the hands of the drug traffickers. And the gun shops there were calling their attention, the ATF's attention, to their credit. They were calling attention to this, and the ATF said, well, that's okay, just let it go on. And this continued. In fact, I even read one report, and I mentioned this before, how some of these ATF officials who were in charge of this program actually got the IP address of one of the cameras in the gun shops so that they could watch the purchases take place in their Washington, D.C. offices. Okay? And all the time, the ATF agents were saying, no, this isn't right. We shouldn't be doing it. And they just said, do as we tell you. You're not to intercept these purchases. You are just to take notes and surveil this whole situation, record what you see, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so we know this is a deliberate effort, ladies and gentlemen. Supposedly this was to find out where the how the guns are trafficked and to find out the structure of the cartel. This is a load of crap. What this is really about is taking away your gun rights. Make no mistake about it. The only problem is these creeps got caught because they didn't count on the fact that the ATF agents were going to blow the whistle on the operation. You would have never known about this had these people not become incensed by the death of Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent there, and finally decided, you know what, this is enough of this insanity, we're going to blow the whistle on this. And so that's the only reason why we know about this program. My question is, how many other similar type things, similar types of covert programs, do we never even learn about? Okay? And now we find out that the feds are actually paying certain members of the cartel, supposedly to inform, but how do we know it's to inform? You know, we know down in Afghanistan, over in Afghanistan, we know that the certain members of the Taliban are being paid. I got a story here, which I'm not going to get to today, but we know that the now the soldiers are being told not to fire upon bomb layers. That just came out of the British press. So people who are actually Taliban members that are laying bombs, if the soldiers see it happen, they're not allowed to fire on them because they pose no immediate threat. This is what's being told. So once we... Again, in Afghanistan, we have a similar situation to the situation in Vietnam, where you're, the soldiers are not allowed to engage the enemy. They tie their hands. Now, why would this go on, listeners? The reason this is going on is because they want, obviously want to prolong the war. They obviously want to do this. We're funding the Taliban. We've documented that repeatedly on this program. It's insane. So I just put this Mexican drug cartel situation, the scandal, in the same category as everything else. By the way, speaking of Afghanistan, we also have our we also have communist China operating and mining Afghanistan and Iraq. We'll talk about that as a segue measure into the interview we're going to be having with Dr. Bill Kaufman here in the coming hour. Stay with us. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with hour number two here on Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral.